Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
The public wheat breeding program at Oklahoma State University is second to none. And wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver says they're constantly looking for varieties that will do more for the producer and more for the consumer.
We've got to keep the yield curve moving up, you know, no doubt about it. But at the same time, we have to keep quality first and foremost up front. Front and center, in fact. Never give quality a backseat to the yield. So I think we continue to do that. We're doing fine. But I'm taking this opportunity as we have some good yield and good quality in our genetics. Let's look at some other traits that might be of interest, not just to the producer, but to the consumer.
An example of what consumers might want, antioxidants. And Dr. Carver says you may be able to get that by changing the color of the wheat kernel.
But now we have purple wheats, and we've always had purple wheats.
The wheat breeding program at Oklahoma State University, supported by your Wheat Checkoff and the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Well, the 2021 legislative season has wrapped up, and we spoke with Steve Thompson, Director for Public Policy at Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Thompson said the ag sales tax exemption and property tax areas highlighted this season's issues.
On the ag sales tax exemption that started off trying to play a defense or try to maybe fix something that the tax commission had done that was very very unfortunate and very disadvantageous to our members. We're trying to obtain or renew that critical exemption. And we ended up having to go on the offense and mid-session resurrect a piece of legislation that we finally got through there really the beginning of the last week of the legislative session. So that started off defensive but turned into an offensive victory. So, you know, and I would tell you the same thing on property taxes. We have played defense on a municipal ad valorem proposal for public safety for 5 years now, and finally were able to fight that into a place to where it was really had the protection we needed and were able to get the good version, you know, taken care of so that threat was passed by. So we sort of shifted gears from defense to offense there. And then a really dangerous property tax bill that would provide a new countywide ad valorem for hazard mitigation purposes that could have resulted in a tremendous number of acres having a new property tax that was prevented from being heard, even though it had a pretty strong path moving forward on it, but we pushed back. And so it was really an odd mix of both offense and defense.
Senate Bill 422 was a big issue, of course, this year, as the Oklahoma Tax Commission wanted to dictate how producers could get that exemption going forward. And that didn't set well with the members.
No, it didn't. This is really a unique issue. We began to hear about this early in the year as a number of county assessors notified producers of the new procedures, and word began to travel. And amongst our office here and talking to legislative staff as well as other ag group folks, nobody knew where it had came from. And we had to dig and dig and dig. And sure enough, they had just decided to notify the assessors this is now how it's going to be done. It had had no approval from the legislature. They had no internal processes through their board to get approved. And so we reached out and worked very diligently for a number of months with their staff to no success. They had determined philosophically and fundamentally that they felt like that they needed to implement these new procedures. And working with legal counsel and others, you know, we really feel like, you know, it just didn't pass the smell test. You know, when your gut tells you something, generally you're right. And it just never felt right from the get-go.
You can hear more from Steve Thompson on our latest Road to Rural Prosperity podcast by going to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the radio Oklahoma Ag Network.